Dottie, this is Mary Lou in Texas.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou from Texas.
How are you doing?
I tried to come in a while ago, and
it was dead or something.
I know. Sometimes it happens like that.
It does.
Has arrived.
And then you don't.
I know.
Somebody else came in while we were talking. I don't know who.
Betty has arrived.
Monty from Olympia.
Hello, who was it?
Monty from Olympia.
From Olympia. Glad to hear you, Monty. This is Mary Lou from Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. How have you been?
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning, Char.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you, thank you. And who else was there besides Steve? I didn't catch the voices.
Monty.
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Who from Massachusetts?
Yes, Dottie.
Oh, Dottie, I'm sorry. And was that Monty?
Yes.
That was.
That was. Oh, it's good to hear your voice. Very good to hear your voice. And Joanne is on also from Portland. She clicks in with me at the same time.
And this is Mary Lou from Texas, Char. How are you?
Oh, Mary Lou, thank you. I'm doing good. I hope you had a great weekend. And
Betty, and this is Jeannie in Kansas.
Jeannie and Kansas, I heard. Elaine, right?
Yes.
We'll pause to let the other person go and then both jump in at the same time. Oops, I just unplugged me there for a second.
I was about ready to hang up. It was screaming at me.
Sorry about that, guys, having that happen in your ears. I'll leave the line open for a couple of minutes. So anyway, but I knew there would be people that would be here this morning, so definitely. Anyway, I have to do a housekeeping thing because we were trying to do 7 points to have the perfect score, and that isn't going to work because the one we left out was the sleep, and I think the sleep really needs to be broken into two parts for people that will be on that don't have the sleep system. I think we need to do one for adequate sleep, and one for being on the sleep system, which kind of gives everybody else the idea of the importance of being on the sleep system and knowing that you've really got the very most and all the other benefits that come along from being on the NECAN system, whether it's one of the originals or further back or whether it's a current topper.
Has arrived.
So that means that we got 9 points, so I'll do the adjustment to that and send out the list. And anybody that has not, that I might not, like Monty, I may not have your email. If you'd send it to Denny Shar at Comcast.net, I'll make sure you get it that way, as well as these things will be attached to the call. And maybe some of them be posted so they can be seen regularly, like some of the listing stuff, the basics of the class that we accumulate as we go through it, because not everything's on paper. Ruth's always way ahead of me on doing all that type of thing, everything on paper when she starts something, and I'm one that adds to as I go. So,
Cinder Moore
has arrived.
Everybody. Anybody even new has, please send it to Denny Shar at Comcast.net. And Steve's putting this up, and I've got some holes to fill in for a couple of days that didn't get recipes. And Jeannie, what I thought I wanted to send down for yours was the favorite that I took from you way back when, and that was the Veggies Benedict, because it's quick, easy, and you can do it slightly different ways. I don't want to drive Steve crazy, but slightly different ways by adding bread you're going to use, like whether it's gluten-free. I have a great recipe for English muffins gluten-free that are really, really simple and easy. And then there's also the variation of it that you could do it with whole wheat, or you could do it with spelt and make another one. So I will work on some additions to that. And then I thought what should go along with it, and I think you're going to agree with me, Jeannie, and that's the coconut bacon that we made.
Not mandatory. You must have been reading my thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, have you tried that one, Dottie?
No, I've been waiting for
has arrived.
Recipe, okay. I've read it a few times on the call, but not given it. So yes, and so
has arrived.
Basically, Mon, would you like to identify yourself and just say hi and what area you're from, what state?
Good morning.
Hi, my name is. My name is Mary, and I'm from Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you.
Morning, Onita from Kansas.
Onita, somebody's maybe washing dishes, and I hear a little bit of slush. And if you want to, star 6, that would, or just mute your own phone.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Somebody else just joined us.
Good morning, all.
I didn't catch that voice.
Good morning, this is Steve.
Oh, Steve, okay. I guess it was because I heard you before, so. Okay, anybody else would like to say hi? Okay, guys, we'll get on with it here.
And Charlotte, thank you.
Think we lost Char.
How are you, Onita?
I'm doing. Hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I starred myself, so anyway, I'll work on this. Obviously, it's not working the way I thought. Oh, maybe it was. Okay, I'm not going to fool with it. You guys just mute your lines, and then we'll have it quiet, and we'll go from there. On your 10 points for accountability,
Loretta
has arrived.
Good morning, Loretta. For your own benefit, I want you to do your own tracking, and for those that want to just have that in mind that you're doing it for your benefit, it's also for your benefit to give it. So has anybody started doing the tracking on the 7 points that we gave before? Okay. This is the accountability part, and this is where it comes in that successful programs have programs because they want people to be accountable to themselves, and when it's verbalized or when it's done on paper or when it's checked off or whatever you're going to do, it makes it more solid. You know that you missed the point, so I'm encouraging you to all do it for the sake of your success. The first one that we used was 8 to 10 glasses or half your body weight in water. The second one was a smoothie, Vital Balance, Kenzen Vital Balance drink. It should be the first meal of the day, and for the greatest result to set your body in motion, and that was given, a lot of that information was given by Roger Drummer and also Dave Balzer. And Steve, is Roger's unit up there on the, recording up on your website?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. Do you, are you going to be able to put it on your website, or is that?
You know, as long as it's available on Dave Johnson's site and things like that, I'll let it be there so I don't take the time.
Okay. Okay, that sounds fine. Okay, on Dave Johnson's site, is that just Dave? Are you excited or?
No, it's on the podcast site. And
is anybody on the line? Okay, I was going to say, is
anybody? You can get to it off of allsworld.org and down in the audio video resources library area. It's called the call of ear.
It do it by well. We didn't hear that. We didn't get that last part. It's called
the call of leader is the link.
Body
has left the conference.
The call of a leader. Okay.
The call of a leader.
Okay.
That's his place where he has all of his podcasts.
Okay. Dave Johnson's podcast. Okay. Under allswell.org is where you go, and then the call of a leader.
It's on the left-hand side. It's block link.
Has arrived.
Sorry, a big truck just pulled up next to me while I was walking down the street. Now it moved away.
That's okay. We can hear you. You're a little faint, but we can hear you. Okay, so on Dave Johnson's site there is Roger Drummer's call, and I would suggest you guys all podcast under podcast there. Go through it because the information is very outstanding. And
yeah,
understanding.
Our shake's better than your shake is what it's called.
Our shake's better than your shake. Oh, I remember that. Okay, thank you for the reminder. Our shake's better. I'm writing down too, guys, as we do this. Okay, so anyway, that has the information behind what we've got, and I feel that awareness is another key factor to success. And definitely when you're introducing somebody else to it, to have them go through it. I know what took place by taking a person to Seattle. Awareness was crucial for a new person in our, just joining our group, because it gave an education that there's no way I would even attempt to put that information out. And to realize how important it is for it to come from somebody else, as we all know, is a foundation of the whole concept of network marketing, is a third party. So third party can be anything. So back to the listing. After the drink comes the 20 to 30 minute brisk walk or other exercise. Fourth was Ken's and Whole Food Nutritionals. Fifth is midday meal, either body balance or a sensible balanced meal. And you can use the, you know, I would recommend going as much plant-based, in other words, keeping it as clean as you can, or you choose to at the time, because your body is going to see greater evidence of keeping it in a line with what you're wanting to achieve, health as well as, I don't want to say weight loss, because we don't want to lose it and refine it. Weight reduction, weight donation, as Vance says, weight whatever you want to, however you want to put it, or just the fact that you're getting healthier and being in shape, and that's your motive for doing it all. Okay, then your evening meal counts as another one, and that's the, again, it can be used for the Kenzen Vital Balance, or it can be Roger's suggestion was a plate of vegetables. Well, I put raw or steamed behind it, just so you're not doing something deep fried. I think that would be out of the question for us. So I can't imagine why you would choose to do that or anybody else. Journaling is the next one, and on journaling we want the your positive experiences. Food choices, things that stand out to you, but how you felt and your positive experiences. And then, of course, what seems to be very important in there is our adequate sleep and a point for also being on the sleep system. So that would put you up to 9 points. We revised the original 10 because we didn't have cardio strides and there was something else. We were doing snacking. I think from what I have seen, the snacking doesn't need to be there. Just settle for your meal times and focus on that, and you're going to find that everything is in balance. And this is other things that I had learned from going through the programs, that your food will carry you through if you've got what your body needs and you put it in when you should be putting it in. So they were not, none of the doctors that I studied under were under the impression that we needed to be feeding our body every 3 to 4 hours. And they said that theory came from, or that thought came from, probably one of the things was blood sugar disorders and so forth. And that people get in the habit of doing it, so maybe they think they need to do it, and they said, actually, your stomach works much better when it's emptied out and you restart it again, rather than having a trickle of food going in there all the time and having the other food set there because it stopped working on what was just put down and jumps in on the other things that you're adding to it at the time. And the main doctors that I studied under were both internists, the ones that were leading the program. And so if anyone would understand how the digestive system works, since that was their specialty, I would think they would put their biggest portion of their time in on that. Well, I know they did, so that's why. What research they provided for us on that subject and the comment that was made on one of the research pieces that they gave was that about 4 days is taken for your system to get used to the change in not having a trickle of food going in continually and something setting there, and just having your system feeling like it really does need food because it's empty and it's ready for the next meal. And has the digestive enzymes there available for it to start and so forth and so on. So anyway, a side note there. So watching our time, any questions that anyone has?
Sure.
Yes.
I've been using the drink now. This is my third day, and I've lost 2.5 pounds. And I've been doing all of these things you just mentioned, except for the 20 to 30 minute exercise. I'm only doing 10. My doctor told me to work up to that. But other than that, I have been doing all of them.
So you ought to be pretty excited about your results then, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it. So I'm just going to keep doing it, and I got to order another can because I didn't realize one can would only go, you know, I'm doing 2 meals a day instead of one.
Right. So that there's 30 servings in one canister, so yes. And, you know, I suggest everybody put at least 2 on, because the results that you're seeing, if you have, any concern for either having a business or just helping people in your life, they're going, a sample of it, and they're going to be on it for the most part, I'm going to say, because I have not had one person that disliked the taste of it. I've had nothing but wows so far, and I've given out a lot of samples. In fact, I've got one person here in the community so addicted, he says, I can't wait to collect the funds to do it. Can I buy it by the drink? Here's $20. Will you just check me off for my drinks? And I said, I most certainly will. He's a neighbor. I care about what happens to him. He's diabetic. And he saw such a dramatic change in his the way he felt, and he looked different. The third day he came in here, I said, good grief, your eyes are wide open. And he goes, yeah, my brain's working better, too. And I'm going, my goodness. And so he could see the result of it from adding one drink a day and just being able to stay on track and do what he was doing. And so anyway, I'm more than excited. I would like to give one really quick recipe that I think you guys would love, just so it's on the line, on the recording here. And it's called, it's one of Dr. Furman's, which I haven't printed the book list yet, but it will be out very shortly. Today is supposed to be a holiday, so I'm going to try and work extra stuff into today. Antioxidant-rich breakfast bars. And I do my categorizing a little different. I put the, I'm going to put Furman's name in front of anything on the title, not the title on the page, but the title as to where it's found in my computer. So it will pop up saying Furman. The next word is going to say breakfast, and there's going to be commas between these. And then it's going to be bars, because it's breakfast bars, and then behind it the details of the recipe, anti-rich. And that's the way I like to break down for finding things in my computer, because I'm not going to remember necessarily the extra words. I'm going to remember who it came from, usually, Dr. Furman. I'm going to remember that it's considered a breakfast part of the day item. For the most part, you could use it other ways. And then I'm going to want to know, you know, maybe I'll remember that it was titled antioxidant rich. And those were the first two words, but I don't want them to be the first two words and where it's found in my computer. So if that makes sense to you, you can leave it that way, or you can rename it and put it under some other category if you want. But the ingredients are very easy, and it's you're starting out with a preheated oven of 350 degrees, because it doesn't take, but he's got it listed for 15 minutes, and that's how much time you, it depends on how much time you have to do to get the ingredients on your counter. And for me, sometimes it's a little bit of a search, because I've got so many ingredients in my pantry or in my couple of pantries and down the basement storage. So one medium ripe banana, one cup of old-fashioned oats, one cup of frozen blueberries, and I know I'm going fairly fast. I didn't even thaw mine, but they were mostly thawed by the time I got ready to mix them in. But they'll work fine if they're not thawed completely. One-fourth cup of raisins, 1/8 cup of pomegranate juice. I keep a bottle in the refrigerator that's concentrated, and I just mix the amount I need, and it's keeps very well because it's so rich in antioxidants for one reason, and that's what I used in this one. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped dates, 1 tablespoon of chopped walnuts, 1 tablespoon of goji berries or other unsulfured dried fruit. This last time I put the goji berries in it, I happened to have some. They were dried. 1 tablespoon of raw sunflower seeds and 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed. You mash the banana in a large bowl. Add the rest of the ingredients, mix thoroughly. Lightly wipe an 8-inch square pan with a small amount of olive oil. I used a quick, very light spray, veg oil. It was olive oil. Spread the mixture into the pan. Bake for 25 minutes. Cool on a rack and cut into bars. And refrigerate any leftover bars. That's laid out to make 6 servings. I did a double batch yesterday. I've done the recipe several times, and forgot to give it to my friends, the samples of it later yesterday afternoon. So anyway, I'll deliver a couple of them today when I see them. But they're a great bar and a great substitute for bread, and everything is whole grain or whole chopped. I am not breaking the rule of what Roger said. Keep that stuff out of your first meal if you're trying to get the highest level of success, especially in the morning. In fact, for some people, you want to keep all grains out for the first 7 days minimum, 10 days maybe. Or if you're diabetic, he says, the cleaner you can be, the greater chance you have of getting off of most or all of your medications that you're using for diabetes within 30 days if you do it the way he suggests you doing it. And listening to that recording will give you the awareness and the tips that you'd like to have to see that happen if you're in that category, or you're sharing it with somebody in that category. At least go there and know where it is so you can more easily find it and pass the information on to other people. Last minute questions, and guys, we're off the line.
Sure, what's the size of the pan for this?
Oh, 8x8. Thank you, Nancy. And it will be attached to today's call because that's going into Steve and the ketchup on the other one. So I'll have there also.
What happened right
there? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I was listening to Vance's call on Saturday. It sounds like it's important to have, with your morning shake, just the vital balance in there. And so I had kind of an aha moment that if you want to add greens, that would probably be advantageous to add to your second one of the day.
You know, I'm going to email him and ask both him and Dave Balzer's opinion on that.
Okay.
And I understand what he's saying, but I'm not I don't know whether that would be a real interference or whether they're just trying to keep things really, really simple. But I do understand what he's saying about it. I want to know to what degree, and what I'm doing, because I'm not trying to lose weight by any means, one of those exceptions to the rule for most people, where they are, because everybody I know wants a little bit off. That's my reason for doing it, because I'm not following the procedure for any other reason other than to really improve my health, and because it's a huge convenience, guys. I have just put so much more time in my day from what I was doing with a well-balanced meal for the morning. But if he tells me, no, don't do it, I will not do it and then take something more for the next meal, because I do want the most out of it by far.
Well, it sounds like he wants just the protein to go to your brain immediately, and if something that you add to it is going to deter that, then certainly wait until the next meal to add the greens, I would think. I don't know. That just struck me as a possibility anyway. So let me know what Roger says on that one.
I will definitely do that. Definitely do that for everybody.
Has left the conference.
Important question.
Char?
Yes?
I have a question. When you give someone a sample, how much and how long do you give them the sample?
Okay, the sample is usually once I've mixed a drink, and sometimes, depending on the time of day or when they have just eaten, I will just ask them, have you just recently had something, or are you semi-hungry right now, or hungry? And when they answer that, if they're hungry, they're going to get a full shake. I'll divvy up and just mix it and give it to them, sample it with a spoon to make sure, I'm not putting anything in it, so the only thing would be maybe the temperature of the water. And so far it's been incredible. Because if they're hungry and they're ready for something in their stomach and they haven't just eaten and they can have the effects of having that straight shake on their body, they've all seen it and they've tasted it. So it's either, know, just a little or half or the whole thing. So that's how I determine what I do.
Okay, but you don't give them the powder itself as a sample.
No, I want it mixed right, and I want it mixed under my circumstances and them not, you know, doing something else to it, and I also want to hear their comments right then. So far, I've not given anybody the powder.
Okay, thank you.
I would think
my idea and not...
has left the conference.
Do something different, so...
I would think that just mixing the powder with the water, we could do it in the bullet, which is even easier.
Yeah, actually, even easier than that, the ones I do right here in the house for the gentleman that comes over is just that little shaker that came originally with the body balance. And I found I never used it before. I'm using it now, and I'm going to see if they've got it on their price list, because I'll probably get a case of them in just to be able to hand out to somebody that's going on it, because it mixes it perfectly well. You don't need anything else.
A jar would do the same thing.
Jar would do exactly the same thing.
Sure.
It's got a little gap. It's got a little bit of a gap button on the top where the lid, I've realized what it's there for. It leaves just enough space for it to expand a little bit. I don't know why it would expand that much in cold water, but I wouldn't think so. But it does do a little pop sometimes when I take it off, just for the expansion of it. So I guess that was it. Somebody else.
Char?
Yes?
If you have a person that wants to go on the 2 meals a day, so they order two containers, can that count for your two against your free one? Or does it have to be, each can has to be to somebody, a new person?
Each can has to be to a different person, but you know, like I figured out when I'm giving out the meal, well, this one for sure, to once a day, and he's given me the money for it. It's the same as ordering a can, so I'm ordering a can under his name just to get the credit for that. So you can be a little, I hate to call a little devious, but I know Vance would tell you to do this. If you've got a friend that you can order a can under, it might, you know, they're doing you a favor, and it's your canister and your money that's paying for it. I'm finishing to pay out his can in advance, so I've got the extra can on hand, because I'm going through my can. My 12 cans are almost gone, guys. I mean, I can't believe how many canisters I've gone through. And having them set there motivated me to do it. Now, what I'm doing also is handing, when they say I'm ordering a can, I hand the person the can and say, okay, we're putting this on shipment, so I've got it coming back in. And it works. And I don't believe I'm carrying an inventory. They don't want to go to McDonald's and order a meal and have it delivered, you know, 3 days later. They want it now. And they feel the same way about this. When somebody's made up their mind that they want a better level of health and it makes sense to you, they want it now. And I had another person ask me yesterday, I meant to call you and have you bring one with you because you offered to do that for me. Is it still on? Yep, I still got one left. So I've got another one, actually probably two going out today for that exact reason. So, you know, guys, we got a shoe in here. That's all I can say. And
I was on Saturday that you could have two or however many one a person wanted as a preferred customer, and those all counted.
Oh, two under the same person, he said?
He thought that he said it doesn't matter how many they order. Maybe I misunderstood. I don't know.
Okay, well then we need to go in and look at the details on there and know that through today you're double dipping. You're getting points towards a free Air Wellness Traveler or a free, it was a sport band or something in there, I think.
Men's bracelet that looked different.
Oh, a men's bracelet that looked different?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So something different or new?
It didn't look like something I'd seen before.
It was a silver bracelet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty... So anyway, all that stuff is up, and I know the details that run through March are up on the free canister. So I would just go by what the company's got in print there and pull that up and... and take a look at it, which I should have before I got on the call, but I didn't think to do it.
So if you put it under a friend's name, it has to have their address. You can't have a different, you can't have your address.
No, you'd probably have it shipped to them and then them give it back to you, because that's what I've got to do on the ones that I've started people on, that I've handed them a canister, so I better get on the ball before they go in and to place their order. So anyway, guys, we need to run. I know, I don't care that the questions aren't all answered on there, because some of these are, you know, more detailed than other people are going to be interested in. But anyway, we thank Steve for recording it for us. And we'll be on the way to a healthier day here. And enjoy if you've got a little extra free time thrown in for the holiday. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you, Sarah.
Make it a great one. You're more than welcome, guys. Helps me out as much as it does you. So have a super day.
You too.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.